Lucy, Sumo, and I. Okay. Got it. Lucy, Sumo, and I serve in our English ministry in my church.
我和 Lucy 师母在我们教会是做英文事工的。
Well, actually, my mother tongue is Chinese. 我的母语是中是国语是普通话。So speaking in English is a challenge to me.
说英文实际上对我来说是挺有挑战的。
But God is God of impossible.
但是我们神是做不可能的事情的神。
He would use me as he sees fit.
他可以照他的旨意来使用我。
So serving in the English ministry helped me to see who he is.
所以当我在英文服事的时候，我会看到他是一位什么样大能的神。
Help me to know that I'm not relying on my own strength and wisdom.
也帮助我，让我不是靠我自己能力来做事。
It is God made this possible.
是神使一切事情可能。
So serve with your heart.
所以用你的心来服侍他。
Let His amazing grace happen in your life.
让他奇妙的恩典在你里面彰显。
So today, let's begin with the Word of God.
让我们今天用神的话语来开始今天的讲道。
God's Word is our living bread.
神的话语是我们的气息。
It's our living water.
是那活水。
It's not just daily bread.
也是我们的每日的灵粮。
It's more than just daily bread. It's we need every single minute.
我需要，不是每天我们需要，是每时每刻每分钟我们都需要。
So if you have God's word in your life,
所以如果你有神的话语在你里面，
your life will change.
你的生命会不会改变？
Okay. Now, if you can open your Bible to John chapter 9.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开到约翰福音第九章。
Okay, we are going to read chapter 9, verse 1 to 7.
我们会读第九章的一到七节。
Okay, I'm going to ask the brothers to read the first verse, third verse, and fifth verse. And the sister does the second, fourth, and sixth. And the verse seven, we read together.
我们请弟兄们读单数节一三五，姐妹读双数节二四六。
Okay, we are going to read English first and followed by Chinese in Chinese. Okay. 我们先读英文的，完了以后我们就读中文的。Okay. Okay, verse one. As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. 耶稣过去的时候。看见一个人生来是瞎眼的 ，and his disciple，
来一笔，这
是谁犯了罪？这人吗？
Jesus answered, "It was not that this man sinned or his parents."But that the work of God might be displayed in him.
耶稣回答说，也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. 我在世上的时候是世上的光。Together, and said to him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. So he went and washed and came back saying,
对他说
往西拿的吧，只是去洗。西罗亚翻出来就是奉主差遣。
他一去一洗，回头就看见了。
May God bless those that who read God's word.
愿神祝福读他话语的人。
Now, we have a baby shower for a young couple in a, church last week, last Saturday.
上个星期六，我们给一个我们教会一对年轻的夫妇有一个 baby shower.
Yeah, it was in the young adults fellowship.
是在年轻人的团契里面。
Yeah, I have to mention young adults.
年轻人。
So it means
年轻的成年人。我已经老了。
Yeah, they do things differently than I do.
他们做事跟我做事是不一样的。
One of the games we play was scooping the cotton ball, you know, on the table into a bowl.
有一个游戏我们玩的是，就是拿一个勺子去把棉花球摇起来，然后放到一个碗里面。
Yeah, it was very challenging because the cotton ball was sitting on a flat table.
这个不容易做的事情，因为棉花球是软的，然后是放在一个平的一个桌面上。
And then we only can use one hand.
我们只能用一只手。
Hey, and we were given 30 seconds.
你只有30秒钟。
You know, and to scoop as many as you can.
你要咬越多越好。
And first round, yeah, that was easy. You know, I can see.
第一次的时候容易，因为我可以看到我咬什么东西。
Second time around, here's the challenge. We're blindfolded.
第二轮非常非常难，因为我们要把你眼睛蒙住。
I did not know where the cotton ball was, and also I did not know where my bowl.
我棉花球在哪我不知道，我的碗在哪我也不知道。
So I did this based on my memory of what was last seen.
所以我就从我的记忆里面来做这些事情，来咬这些棉花球。
You know, I just sit there scooping, I, just like this. Close my eyes, just keep on scooping.
就是我眼睛看不见，我就这样咬，从我的记忆里面。
I wasn't sure if the cotton ball was in the bowl or not.
我都不知道我咬的那个棉花球有没有到那个碗里面去。
But praise the Lord, God was good.
但是神很美善。
I had two of them.
我咬进两个棉花球进去。
It was fun.
这个非常的有意思。
But being blindfolded made me think about people.With blindness.
当我眼睛被蒙住时，让我想起来那些眼睛是瞎的人。
I could not imagine that how they live.
我很难想象他们如何生活，每天如何生活的。
How can they go around places?
那时候他们如何从一个地方到另外一个地方。
See the scripture today that mentioned about a person was born blind.
今天我们的圣经里面讲到一个人，他生来就是瞎眼。
This means darkness is his world.
他的意思，这就是他的世界，从头到尾都是黑暗的。
I mean, for us, we know what the tree look like, we know what the he look like, or your mom look like, or your phone look like.
我们现在知道，我们现在生活在这地方，我们知道树是什么样子的，我们周围的周围的人是什么样子的。
What about for the blind person?
但是对于一个瞎眼的人。
How will you feel if you were born blind?
你会怎么想？当你生来就是瞎眼的。
I a while ago I saw the cotton ball and I saw my bowl. I know where it was.
我看到，当我玩游戏时，我看到那碗在哪，看到那个棉花球在哪。
But born blind person had no idea.
但是如果你生来就瞎眼的，你什么也看不见。
You know, what kind of future or hope that you think that you will have if you were born blind?
如果你生来就瞎眼的，你的未来会是什么样子？你有什么希望？
One thing for sure.
有件事情很确定。
You cannot play your game.
没办法打电子游戏。
You cannot chat.
你没办法跟你的朋友聊天。
What about your parents' feeling or your feeling as a parent?
如你的父母会是怎么样的心情
？I have a blind son or daughter.
我的小孩是看不见的。
Or I'm a blind, and my parents, how would they see me?
我是瞎眼的，我的父母怎么来看我
？So you know, blind people were rejected at that time and today in some area.
所以 瞎眼的人在那时候是被拒绝的，到现在为止有的地方也是这样的情况。
A blind person mentioned in the Bible today that this is the only person who was born blind mentioned in the Bible.
今天我们看到这个瞎眼的是圣经里面唯一记载的生来就瞎眼的人。
It was recorded in the book of John.
在约翰福音。
So when Jesus was on earth, he performed many, many miracles, which including healing the blind.
耶稣在世上的时候行了很多的神迹，包括医治瞎眼的人。
So what was Apostle John's purpose to record this healing miracle?
使徒约翰他记载了这个神迹有什么目的呢？
What's so special about this blind man?
有什么特别的关于这个瞎眼的人？有什么特别的？
What does God want us to learn here?
神要我们在这个故事里面学什么功课呢？
It is difficult sometimes for a blind person to receive sight with today's technology.
即使今天的科技也是让一个瞎子很难的能够恢复他的视力。
So it is impossible for a person to be blind from birth to receive his sight in today's technology.
如果你是生来要瞎眼的，你很难，即使现在的科技也很难让你恢复视力。
So it was impossible at Jesus' time.
所以在耶稣的时候就更不可能了。
Therefore, it was amazing that this blind man could receive his sight.
这多么奇妙的事情，这个生来瞎眼的人可以看得见。
So what was the reason Jesus chose this to heal this blind person?
耶稣选择这个瞎子来医治他有什么目的吗？
Jesus chose him.
耶稣选择
他。He wanted to demonstrate that he was from God.
他要展示他是从神而来的。
He was God.
他就是神。
He was sent by God the Father.
他是被父神派遣来的。
He was sent to this world.
他被父神派遣到这个世界。
He was the light of the world.
他是世上的光。
And nothing will be impossible for him.
没有在他没有难成的事情。
Nothing's impossible for God.
在神没有难成的事情。
Because he's God.
因为他就是神。
Apostle John recorded this miracle to show us that God's amazing love to this world.
使徒约翰记载了这个故事，让我们可以看到神他奇妙的爱。
Thank you for brother to lead this song, Amazing Grace.
我们刚刚唱过《奇异恩典》这首歌。
One of my favorite song.
是我最喜欢的一首歌曲。
Actually, so far, I don't know about the next session. Okay, so far, I love all the songs y'all pick.
到现在为止，你们选的歌我都非常喜欢。
They were all my favorite song.
都是我很喜欢的歌。
You know, and praise the Lord.
感谢主。
You can see God is with us, speaking to us, having us to sing the song that it will touch your heart.
我们可以看到神与我同在，神带领我们，跟我们这些歌，我们唱的时候，可以让我们的心被打动。
The world was blind from seeing God's grace and seeing God's love.
这个世界却是瞎眼的，看不见神的恩典，看不见神的爱。
The world was blind from seeing God.
这个世界看不见神。
Jesus came. He came to open our eyes so that we could see God's amazing love and then give the glory to God.
耶稣来了。他要来打开我们的眼睛，使我们可以看到神奇妙的爱，奇妙的恩典。
As the man born a blind man says that I was blind, now I see.
就像那个瞎眼的人，当他看见的时候，他说：“我以前是看不见的，但是我可以看见。”
So now let's open our eyes and search this amazing grace of Jesus.
所以他可以看见，然后再寻找。耶稣他奇妙的恩典。
To this blind man, this blind from birth man, from today's scripture.
从这个生来就瞎眼的人可以看到。
You know, John chapter 9 verse 1 and 2 says, As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth, And his disciple asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
约翰福音第九章告诉我们，耶稣过去的时候看见一个人生来是瞎眼的，门徒问耶稣，拉比，这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯的罪？是这人呢？是他父母呢？
So, first observation,
我们可以看到
the first observation from God's grace is seeing God's love.
我们看到神他的恩典就是看到神的爱。
Now, please know, this man was blind from birth.
我们注意到这人生来就瞎眼的。
His blindness was not caused by a hidden by a sharp object, you know, or anything caused him, you know, by man. Anything caused by man.
这他的瞎眼不是因为受到什么伤害，不是因为别人引起他瞎眼。
He was blind from birth.
生下来眼睛就是瞎的。
You know, being blind is a very tough in life.
作为瞎子，生活是非常非常不容易的。
You know, the blind person could not see anything and could not see what he was eating.
他们什么也看不见，他们吃什么他们也看不见。
You know, and then it takes more time for a blind person from going from one place to another place.
对他们来说，从一个地方到另外一个地方是要花很长很长时间。
We need to realize the world for a blind person is darkness.
对于瞎眼人来说，他们的世界就是黑暗。
It's like us living in this world. If we don't see God, it's like we live in blindness because we're blind.
我们活在这世界上，如果我们不认识，我们不知道神，就相当于我们在黑暗中面生活。
Have you ever been in the dark?
你有没有在黑暗里面待过？
You know, I visited a natural cabin in Texas one time.
我有一次在德州的时候，我去一个洞里面，山洞里面游玩。
It was the first time that I went.
我第一次到那。
When I was young.
那时候我还比较年轻。
I still remember today, after 40 years.
大概三四十年前，我还记得。
You know, and I remember we walked down to the lowest area allowed.
我们到一个洞里面，到最深的那个地方去。
And then the tour guide told us to look at this open area.
那个导游就说让我们看到这个很大的一个空的一个地方。
It's dark, it's black, it's dark.
全部乌漆八黑，全黑的。
And then he shined his flashlight.
有一个电筒在那照着。
And I could not see where the flashlight was landed.
我都不知道那电筒在哪。
No, 灯光照到、照到哪里、You know, it was bottomless open to me.
对那地方就像一个无底洞一样。
Then, the tour guide says, get ready.
然后那导游说准备好。
I'm going to turn off the light.
我把灯关掉。
And the second, we were in the total darkness.
一秒钟之内我们就是完全在一个完全黑暗的一个状况。
I put my hand in front of my face.
我把我手放到我眼睛，照着我眼睛。
Guess what?
你知道怎么了
？I couldn't see my hand.
我的手都看不见。
It was totally dark.
It's 完全的黑暗。
And the tour guide was very funny.
然后那导游就非常的有意思。
He told us, "You can move around now."
他说你们可以到处走。
I was so scared to take the step forward or to the left or to the right or behind me.
我如此的害怕，我都不敢往左走一步，往右走一步，前往我都不敢动。
I heard people talking, but not moving.
但我听到别人在说话，但是没有人在动。
I wasn't going to move.
我不会到处走。
Because I wasn't sure where that bottomless area was.
因为我不知道前面那个无底洞在什么地方。
You know, I still can remember how I felt at that time.
我现在到现在还记得我是心情是什么样子的。
That few seconds of darkness feel like days.
那几秒钟的黑暗对我来说就像几天一样。
I felt I was lost.
我感觉到我迷路了，我失上了。
Helpless.
无助了。
Uncertain.
没有任何的确据。
I don't know. Where can I go?
我不知道 我可以去哪。
I wasn't sure what's in front of me or what was next to me.
我都不知道前面是什么，我的后面是什么。
Like I said, I couldn't see my hand.
我手放到我眼睛前面，我的手我都看不见。
What I was waiting for was I couldn't wait for the light to be turned back on.
我在等待的时候，我都等不及了，想那个灯光再重新打开。
That helped me to understand about what Jesus says. I am the light of the world.
这件事情帮助我们，帮助我能够理解耶稣说他是那世上的光。
I know I came to your church years ago.
我几年前来过这个教会。
This is my second time.
这是我第二次来这个教会。
But last time somebody was somebody drove me here.
上次有人开车带我到处转。
And this time I drove with my wife.
这是我和我妻子一起开车。
Now last night as we were leaving, going back to the hotel.
昨天晚上当我回旅馆的时候
，My wife was keep on telling me.Slow down, slow down. It's dark.
我的妻子老总一直在提醒我，慢点，慢点，太黑了这个地方。
I said, you want me to go 30? I didn't say that. I was thinking it's 35. I'm going 37. You know.
限速是35。我那时候在开三十。
See what happened when we were in the dark?
当我们在黑暗里面的时候，什么事情会发生呢
？Praise the Lord, my headlight works.
但是感谢主，我车灯前面的大灯是亮着的。
I could not imagine without the light.
如果没有那灯不亮的话，我都不敢想象会发生什么样的事情。
And praise the Lord, y'all have the street lights everywhere. 40 yards.
我还好，我们还有街灯也在那。
And the street was dark, very dark.
那个路非常非常的黑。
I know that I need to pray for your church. You know when I return.So every time you have any gathering at night, I need to pray for you guys.
现在我知道如何为你们教会祷告。如果你们在晚上聚会的时候，我会为你们的安全祷告。
It was very scary to be in the dark.
在黑暗里面是非常可怕的一件事情。
Darkness, oh, drives me crazy.
让人可以疯掉。
Scripture today mentioned about Jesus and disciples seeing the blind man as they passed by him.
瞎子，当他们走过去的时候
，I want you to know this is a blind man. He was not deaf. He could hear.
所以这是个瞎眼的人，不是一个聋子，他可以听见。
But what did he hear?
他听见什么
？He heard people talking. He heard people asking Jesus, ask Jesus these questions. Rabbi, who sinned? This man or his parents?
他可以听见别人在说了，在说什么？老师，这人瞎子，这人瞎眼的，生来就瞎眼的，是谁犯罪了？他的父母呢？还是他自己呢
？Yeah, who said that he was born blind?
谁犯罪了，让这个人生来就瞎眼
？We, you know, no, please no. During Jesus' time, or even today, there's no cure for, you know, the blind man.
耶稣的时候，现在也是。对于瞎眼的人，没有什么办法可以医治。
And this, at that time, you know, there's no cure for any disabled person.
那时候，如果你是残疾的人，也没有办法医治。
Not like what we have in America.
不像我们现在在美国。
You have handicapped parking space in front.
你有
给 church.
你有残趴在我们的停车场。
That's one thing that we have for disabled person.
我们可以为他有一个特别的残趴停车位。
You know, there were none of those back then.
那时候没有这些东西。
So this disabled person was ignored and was treated badly.
那时候如果你是残疾人，非常别人没有人管你。
And then also the ancient Jewish culture generally regarded suffering as a result of sin.
那时候犹太人他们的传统认为，一个人受苦是因为罪的原因。
Brought by a person, a family, or you know someone in a family.
那是那个人犯罪，或者他家人犯罪，他家族里面。
Especially when it was at birth, like this man, blind from birth.
特别是如果一个人是 生来就有残疾的。
It was a disgrace. It was a disgrace to the family. You know, when there was a disabled person in the family.
如果一个家里面有一个残疾的人，对那个家庭来说是一件羞辱的事情。
So this means that this is a punishment to the family because there was a sinner in the family.
是因为有人犯罪，所以这件事情发生是对这个家的。对这个家族的人的一个惩罚。
So the family at that time usually reject this disabled person.
所以很多时候那时候的家庭就会拒绝遗弃这些残疾的人。
Why?
为什么?
Because it brought shame to the family.
因为这件事情带给那个家族耻辱、羞辱。
So the disabled person was usually left out by itself.
所以那些残疾的人经常会就被拒绝，就被抛弃。
They were left alone with no care.
没有人会照顾他，没有人会关心他们。
They were left out from the society.
他们被整个的社会弃绝。
How could they survive?
他们如何生存呢？
So, they were sitting on the street, begging.
他们就在街上做乞丐。
So they live on the street until they die.
他们就一生生活在外面的街上，直到他们死掉。
Now, how would you feel that if you were rejected from your family?
你会怎么感觉？当如果你的家人拒绝你
，and live on the street like this blind man?
你不得不在街上生活。像这个瞎眼的人一样。
No, my mom came to visit us in Jacksonville from Texas a couple months last year.
我的母亲一两个月前从德州来跟我们住了一段时间。
I felt sad that, you know, she had to return to Texas. You know, that's where she lives.
当她离开我们回她在德州的家的时候，我非常的难过。
Now, she left us. She did not reject us.
他就是回自己的家，他没有拒绝我，他没有。
Because we're still connected.
我们还有很好的关系。
You know, I speak to my mom about 5 times a week.
我跟我的母亲至少5次聊天，一个星期里面。
She talks most of the time.
他在电话里面跟我聊天，经常。
他经常说话，他一直不停的讲。
他的电话里面一直不停的讲。
So you know where I get.That's wrong. I love to talk.
可是你知道我喜欢讲话从哪来的
？But his mom, it's just so lovely to hear her voice.
但是做母亲的很喜欢听她小孩的声音。
No, 我喜欢听我妈妈的声音。
Oh, OK, 我喜欢听我妈妈的声音。
You know, but see, we can visit her or she can come again.
她可以再来访问我们，我也可以去她家。
But this is different for this man, born blind from birth.
但是这件事情是不一样的，对于这个瞎眼生来就瞎眼的人是不一样的。
His family did not just leave him, but reject him.
他的家庭不但把他赶出去了，而且就完全的弃绝了他。
This blind man was sitting on the road, hoping someone would give him something to eat.
他在街上面，希望有些人会给他一些东西。
Something to help him to survive.
他可以生存，他可以。活另外一天。
But what did he get?
但是他得到了什么？
He got to listen to people talking about him and his family.
他听到了别人在背后议论他还有他的家人。
He heard people talk about who sinned. This man or his parents. That he was born blind.
他听到了谁犯罪了？这人生来就瞎眼，是他还是他的家人？
He was not there.Sitting on the road, on the street, drinking coffee or having a meal.
他不是在那喝咖啡，在街上吃饭。
He was there begging for food.
他在那街上乞讨一点食物。
He was there begging for people's love.
他在那祈求有些人会施一些爱给他。
People saw him.
人来人往可以看到他。
But did not care much about him.
但是他们不关心他。
John chapter 9 verse it says, the neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar were saying,
Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?
约翰福音第九章第八节说到，他的邻舍和那素常见他是讨饭的，就说，这不是那从前坐着讨饭的人吗？
So, people saw him.
People 看见他。
People knew that he was a beggar.
人们知道他是那讨饭的。
Did they care for him?
他们关心他吗？
See, Jesus' disciples saw the same blind man as Jesus did.
耶稣的门徒看到同样的瞎子。
And they did not show any compassion towards this blind man.
他对这个瞎眼人没有一点的同情心。
They just like others concerned about who sinned to cause him blind.
他们只是关心谁犯罪了来让这个人瞎眼，就像别人一样。
You know, this kind of remind us.
这提醒我们。
When somebody needed help,
当一个人需要帮助的时候，
What do we do?
我们需要做什么？
Are we going to give him that person a lecture?
我们需要教训那个人一通吗？
Or we all just reach, stand our hands, give that person a hand.
还是我们过去给他真正的帮助？
For example,
就给一个例子。
A kid tripped and fell, on the floor.
当一个小孩在那摔了一跤。
What will you do?
你需要做什么？
Listen.If you learn to walk slowly, if you know, listen to your mom and daddy, if you do this, then you will not trip.
如果你好好听话，听你妈妈怎么教你，慢慢的走路，你就不会摔跤了。
See what happened? You're bleeding.
我告诉你了，我告诉你很多，你现在看到没有，你流血了。
Get up.
站起来。
Go clean up yourself.
去把你自己弄干净。
Is that what we do?
我们这样做吗？
I hope not.
我希望不是。
What should we do?
我们应该怎么做？
Go there, pick him up, help him clean him, just like what the Bible says about the Good Samaritan.
我们会过去把他抱起来，把他的伤口清理干净，就像耶稣在好撒玛利亚人讲的那故事一样。
That's what we should do. Instead of sitting there analyzing.Or preaching at the person.
这是我们应该做的，而不是在那去教训人一通。
You know, the blind man could not see Jesus.
那瞎眼人他看不见耶稣。
Could not know Jesus if Jesus had seen him.
他也不知道耶稣有没有在看他。
But Jesus did. Jesus saw him.
但耶稣看见了他。
What happened when Jesus saw the poor, the blind, the sick person?
当耶稣看见那贫穷的人、那瞎眼的人、那无助的人，耶稣是什么样的反应？
He showed his compassion.
他同情他们，怜悯他们。
He showed his love towards those people.
他对他们彰显他的爱。
Matthew tells us that he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them.
马太告诉我们，他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们。
Notice he says crowds, didn't just say sick people.
这里讲到他很多的人，并不是讲到有病的人。
So when Jesus sees us, he shows compassion towards us.
当耶稣看见我们的时候，他就怜悯我们。
When he sees us, he showed his love to us.
当他看到我们的时候，他就向我们彰显他的爱。
See, Apostle Matthew saw Jesus show compassion on people.
马太看到我们，告诉我们耶稣看到很多人就怜悯他们。
Apostle John.Recorded this miracle about Jesus healing this blind man, you know, because he saw that Jesus had shown his love to this man.
约翰记载的这个故事告诉我们，当耶稣看见这个瞎眼的时候，他对这个人就彰显他的爱。
Could you see the God's love for this blind man?
我们可以看到神对这个瞎眼人的爱吗？
Now, please note, Apostle John did not mention anything about this blind man, you know, begging Jesus for his, you know, for his sight.
使徒约翰并没有记录这个瞎眼的人去向耶稣或者他的门徒讨饭。
He didn't go to Jesus. Jesus, please, you know, give me the sight. Let me see. Help me to see.
他都没有记录这个瞎眼到耶稣面前向耶稣祈求医治他。
He never asked Jesus for it.
他没有去祈求耶稣。
So what that tells us is that Jesus did this totally out of his love.
这些事情告诉我们耶稣做这件事情完全是因为他的爱，他的怜悯。
So we need to know, brother and sister, we need to know Jesus loves us so much. Everything that, you know, he has done to us is because of his love.
我们必须要知道耶稣为我们做的一切都是因为他爱我们的缘故。
Now, what did he do to this blind man?
那耶稣对这个瞎眼人做了什么？
Bible says, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva. Then he anointed the man's eyes with mud.
耶稣就吐唾沫在地上，用唾沫和泥抹在瞎子的眼睛上面。
Well, putting mud on the face today is what? Girls like that, right? Because make your skin smooth, okay? But no, that was not the case, okay?
你们就把泥巴放在脸上是现在很多很流行，像女孩子很流行，因为把你的能够保护你的皮肤，但是那时候不是这样子的。
I know many of us like to put mud on face because it will give you smoother skin, right?
对。
So Jesus told him.And Jesus anointed the man's eye with mud.
So 耶稣就那个泥放了他，敷在他的眼睛上面。
And then Jesus then told him to go wash in the pool of Siloam.
然后耶稣就告诉他去希诺亚池子洗。
And the man obeyed, went and washed, and came home singing.
那个人就听了耶稣的话，就去希诺亚池把眼睛上的泥洗掉。他眼睛就得看见了。
Let's think about this for a second.
我们来想想这件事情。
Why would Jesus go through the trouble, get his hand dirty, you know, to spit on the ground, make mud with saliva, and put it on that person's eye?
我们来想想，耶稣为什么要做这些很多的事情，把自己手弄脏了，然后吐唾沫在上面，然后和成泥。然后再敷到瞎子眼睛上面。
Can you imagine that you spit on your hand?
你可以想象把唾沫吐在你手上。
Gross, right?
非常的难受。
And that's what Jesus did.
耶稣
He did that.
耶稣就这么做了。
And after all this, then he told him to go wash in the pool of Siloam.
然后他就叫那个瞎眼的人去那希诺亚池去洗。
Would that make you wonder why would Jesus do that?
有没有想为什么耶稣会要做这些事？
He could just say the word.
他可以就说一句话。
You know, he calmed the wind and the waves by his word.
他用他的话语平息风浪。
He told the man, you know, who was paralyzed to get up.
他看到那个瘸腿的人起来，那个人就起来了。
Then he got up.
那个人就起来了。
Jesus could just tell him, open your eyes.
耶稣就可以简单的说，睁开你的眼睛。
Then his eye will be open.
他眼睛就得看见了。
But why would Jesus go through the trouble instead of just saying the word?
为什么耶稣要做这其他的很多人很多的事情？
Now, can you see or can you picture and can you feel Jesus' love?For this man,
你们可以想象，你们可以感受到耶稣对这个人的爱吗
？Jesus wanted him to experience the love of God.
耶稣想要这个人亲身经历神的爱。
He wanted him to know he was not alone or a reject.
他想要这个人知道，他不是那个人，不是单独在一起，不是被神所弃绝的。
He wants him to know, you know, God is with him every step of his life.
他想让这个人知道， 神与他同在，在他生命中的每一个。
Jesus wanted to let him know that Jesus saw him.
耶稣想让他知道，耶稣他自己看见了这个人。
No, the spit and the mix of mud for the blind is for him to hear something was happening.
那吐唾沫或泥是让这个瞎眼的人能够听到耶稣在做什么。
Remember, I mentioned he was blind, but not deaf.
记住他是瞎眼的，但是他可以听得见。
All this action just let him know something's happening.
这些噪音让他们知道耶稣在做工，在帮助他。
The action of putting mud on his eye, that he could feel the touch of love.
当耶稣把那个泥放在眼睛上的时候，他感受到耶稣的手在触摸他。
I remember one time I was very tired.
我记得有一次我非常的累。
And my father-in-law was with us at that time.
我的岳父那时候跟我们在一起。
He's with the Lord now.
他现在已经与主同在。
I remember I came home one time, I was very tired.
我记得我那天我回家非常的累。
I was talking to my father-in-law.
那时候我在跟我的岳父聊几句话。
师母 was at work.At school, teaching.
师父还在上班。
And after I mentioned to him, you know, what went on during the day.
当我告诉我的岳父那天发生了什么事情以后。
What he did was touch my hair.
我的岳父做的就是来摸摸我的头发。
That touch strengthened me.
那个触摸给我力量。
It's just like my gas tank, it was empty. My spirit was dry, but that touch filled me up.
就像我的油箱已经没有油了，就像我的灵里面已经枯竭了。
This is what happened when Jesus put that mud on that man's face, on his eye.
但那个触摸给我的力量，耶稣那时候也是一样的。
That touch of love.
这个爱的触摸带给我们力量。
Jesus included him in this healing miracles by telling him to go and wash in the pool of Siloam.
耶稣也把他放在整个医治过程中，让他也要需要行动。
And then this miracle happened is when he obeyed and went.
当他这个奇迹发生。时候是因为他也听了耶稣的话，他去那个希罗亚池子洗。
He received his sight.
他能够看得见。
Through his faith in Jesus.
因为他的信心，他对耶稣的信靠。
And he also received that love for Jesus.
他也得到耶稣给他的爱。
You know, though Jesus' action to this blind man.Can you see God's love in your life?
通过这个耶稣医治瞎眼的故事，你可以看到神的爱在你生命中彰显吗？
You know, we may be blind from God, or blind from God's not seeing God's love. But you know what? God never stopped loving us.
你知道吗？当我们可能看不见神的恩典，看不见他的爱。但神没有停止爱我们。
Do you know God sent His love to you every minute in your life?
知道吗？每一分钟，神都在向你彰显他的爱。
Do you know God is so crazy about you?
你知道神一直在想念你吗
？God's with you at work. God's with you at school. God's with you at church. God's with you everywhere you go.
无论在学校、在工作、在教会，无论你到哪。神他都在看顾你，他都在想念你。
God's with you at the good time, God's with you at the bad times.
在好的时候，在难过的时候，神都与你同在。
But have you found it very interesting? You only see or feel God when you are in hardship.
你没注意到，当你有困难的时候，对你来说比较容易能够看到神呢？
Do you know why?
知道为什么呢？
Because you let go.
因为你放弃你的自己。
You let go yourself because you know nothing you can do.
你知道你自己做不了什么，你把事情交给神。
Then you see but God. You know you see God.
那时候我们比较容易看到。
You know, one Chinese saying, you know, the end of a person is the beginning of God.
我们常说一个人的
人的尽头就是神的起头。I did it for you.
All right, good. Thank you.
All right.
When you try to talk back in English.
Now, so turn your eyes to Jesus.
所以是让我们的眼光转向耶稣。
Start seeing his love.
开始看到他的爱。
Seeing God's love is the first observation.
看到神的爱，这是我们第一次在我们在这个故事里面看到的。
Of this amazing grace of Jesus to this blind man.
我们可以看到神他奇妙的恩典。
Second observation is knowing God's grace.
第二件事情我们会看到的是认识神的恩典。
What is grace? I'm not talking about the person named grace, okay? I say, what is grace?
什么是恩典？什么是神的恩典
？So I see that we have grace in the audience here, right? Gotcha. You see, it's so easy to see who's who. Now, what is grace?
恩典是什么？
According to Pastor John MacArthur, only three words: God's unmerited favor.
John MacArthur 说，恩典就是神给我们的我们不配得的，天爱，神的爱，我们不配得的神的爱。
How would that translate? Okay, it's hard, I know. Now, A.W. Tozer expanded on that says, God.Is the good pleasure, grace is the good pleasure of God that inclines him to bestow benefits on the undeserving.
A.W. Tozer 陶述，他说，恩典是神喜悦的，把我们不配得的东西好处给那些不配得的人。
Another explanation is grace is the love of God shown to the unlovely.
还有人说，恩典是神给那些不可爱人的爱。
So grace is the unmerited favor of God and the love of God shown to the unlovely and undeserving.
所以，恩典就是神赐给那不配的人的爱。
I remember we played in the beginning when we sing. There's a verse there says about grace. Grace cannot be earned.
我们刚刚有唱恩典，关于恩典，提恩典的歌。神恩典是不会因为你的工作，是因为你赚来的。
Yes, it's given by God.
是神的礼物。
Now. Chapter 9 of John, verse 3 says, Jesus answered, It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but the works of God might be displayed in him.
耶稣说，也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
So, did Jesus answer his disciples' question?
耶稣是这样回答他的。
耶稣是否有回答到他门徒的问题。Remember, here's a question. Rabbi, who sinned? This man or his parents that he was born blind?
他的门徒是问这样问的，是谁犯了罪？这人呢？还是他的父母呢？
So did Jesus answer the question?
就耶稣回答他的问题。
Answer the question, who sinned?
谁犯罪了？
No.
没有人犯罪。
Jesus did not answer that question.
Oh.耶稣没有回答谁犯罪了这个问题。
See, what Jesus' disciples saw, you know, on this blind man was the sin, either in this man or his family.
因为那些门徒在想，这人瞎眼是这人犯罪，还是他父母犯罪？
他的门徒看到的是看到这个人犯罪，还是他家里的人犯罪？What Jesus saw was a lost man who lived in the darkness.
而耶稣看到的是一个失丧的人， 正在黑暗里面。
The purpose of Jesus coming to the world was to see and save the lost.
耶稣来是要寻找拯救世上的人。
In Luke chapter 19, verse 10 says, For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.
路加福音十九章说人子来要寻找拯救世上的人。
So the gracious Jesus saved the lost man by giving him his sight.
所以耶稣来拯救这个世上的人，给他能够看得见。
So, what did you see in the story?
从这个故事里面，你可以看到什么
？Do you see a person who needs help?
你知道你看到一个人需要是一个人需要帮助的人吗
？Or you are trying there to figure out the cause of this blindness?
还是你想到底？他瞎眼到底是因为什么原因呢
？In other words, do you see what Jesus sees, or do you see what these Jesus disciples sees?
换句话来说，就是你看到的是他的门徒看到的，还是耶稣看到的
？See, one scripture, Apostle John point out this blind man had grown to know God's grace in three stages.
约翰说，约翰记录到这个瞎眼的人想认识神的恩典，有三个阶段
。他这个生来瞎眼的人，使徒约翰记载这个生来瞎眼的人，他如何的认识神，是经过三个不同的阶段。By the way, he did a real good job. It's hard to translate English to Chinese. Okay, it's much easier the other way around. Okay, so good job, man.
Alright, let's keep going.
Alright, so when people ask him about how his eyes would open,
当别人问他你的眼睛是怎么打开的，怎么看见的
？So what did he say? He says, "This man called Jesus made mud." And anointed my eyes and said to me, Go to Siloam and wash. So I went and washed and received my sight.
然后他就说有一个人叫耶稣，他用泥抹我的眼睛，叫我去西诺亚就洗，我洗了就看见了。
So first stage of knowing God's grace that he learned that the man was called Jesus.
所以他认识神的恩典的第一个阶段就是他知道有一个人，他的名字叫耶稣。
And then the second stage of knowing God's grace that he learned was Jesus was a prophet.
第二个阶段是他知道耶稣是一个先知。
Jesus made mud and opened his blind man's eyes. It was on a Sabbath day.
当耶稣医治他的时候是一个安息日。
The Pharisee asked him, you know, how he had received his sight.
那法利赛人就问他：“你是怎么看见的
？”No, this is what he said to him. The Pharisee says, "This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath." And but others says, "How can a man who is a sinner do such thing, do such signs?"
法利赛
and there was a division among them.
法利赛人说：“这人不是从神来的，因为他不守安息日。”但是也有人说：“一个罪人怎么能行这样的神迹呢？”他们就起了纷争。
So they said again to the blind man, "What do you say about him? Since he has opened your eyes, he said he is a prophet."
然后他们就对那个瞎子说：“他既然看了你的眼睛，你说他是什么样的人呢？”他就说：“他是个先知。”
See, first stage, he know the man's name was Jesus. Now this stage.He learned that he came to know Jesus as a prophet because he opened his eyes, and that was a miracle.
他第一个阶段他认识神恩典，因为他知道一个人叫耶稣。第二个，他经历神的恩典，他知道他认识神的恩典，是因为他现在知道耶稣行了神迹，他是个先知。
But the Jew did not believe that.
但是那时候很多犹太人不信。
They did not believe that he was blind.
他不信那个人以前是瞎眼的。
They did not believe that he received his sight.
他不信那个瞎眼的都看见。
So what do they do?
他们就做什么？
Call their parents. Call his parents.
他们就给那个，就给他的父母打电话。
Very interesting, right?You know, it kind of helped me to see that every time if our kids or youth that, you know, they may not do what we ask, guess what? We call the parents.
没意思，当我们年轻人不听话的时候，我们怎么做？
For kids.
我们就给他们的，就通知他们的父母。
You know, you can just easily ask the kid, or talk to the kid. You know, they listen to you. If you really care.
如果你真的关心的话，你可以直接的跟他们说，跟他们说这些事情。
Miss Lucy and I, we in our church serve averaging about 32 youth every Friday night.
师母跟我在我们的教会星期晚上有大概30个人的年轻人的团契。
In the beginning, it was very rough.
刚开始的时候非常的不容易。
I mean, I'm telling you, that they're youth, they're full of energy.
我告诉你，那三十个孩子。非常的，非常的不容易。
I have to scream over them.
我 have to 对他们大声的说话、尖叫，让他们可以知道要注意，集中他们的注意力。
And throughout this time, we learn about each other.
但随着时间，我们彼此的认识，彼此的了解。
I found it very interesting that one day I was talking.
有一天我在说话的时候。
And the other kids here was talking.
我听到别的小孩也在说话。
And I heard the other kids tell the group, say, shut up, listen to the pastor.
然后听到另外一群人说，不要说话了，听牧师在说话。
I was thinking, I said, wait a minute, if I say that to the kid, guess what? The kid's going to call the mom, and the mom's going to come to my office and talk to me. How can you tell my kids to shut up?
如果我说这些话让那小孩子闭嘴的话，那小孩肯定会给他妈妈打电话。
But it's okay.
他妈妈又回来跟我说话。
It's okay they talk to each other that way, right?
但是如果他们彼此这样说话，没问题。
Now, parents, I just want to mention this to you. They will listen if you show them that you care.
做父母的，我告诉你，如果你向他们展示你关心他们，
they,
他们会听你的话。
If they see your love,
他们可以，如果他们可以看到你的爱的话，他们愿意听你的话。
Not just another lecture, 不是另外一个教训。
不是教训。
Yeah. Don't we all? We will, you know, we love to, you know, we God want us to listen to him.
神愿意我们听他的话，
神要我们听他的话。Okay, but we don't listen sometimes.
但是很多时候我们不听他的话。
But until you see the love of God,
但是我们当经历神的爱的时候
，then you know that's good for you.
你知道神的旨意都是美好的。
And you will learn to obey more.
我们就学习来遵循他的命令。
So they ask, they call the parents.
然后他们就把他的父母叫过来。
They question the parents, says, hey, your kid here, this blind man, was that your son?
然后他们说这个家里的人是你的孩子吗？
Was it true he was blind from birth?
是真的吗？他生来就瞎眼的吗？
Oh, the parents feared the Jews.
他的父母害怕那些人。
Because they knew that if they will put them out of the synagogue if they confess that Jesus is, you know, was confess that Jesus, you know, is the one that saved him, to save their son.
因为他们害怕，因为如果他们承认耶稣是那医治的那一位的话，他们很可能会被赶出会堂。
They confess that Jesus is the Christ.
因为他们相当于就在同意耶稣就是那基督。他会被赶出会堂。
Have you noticed until this point, no one was happy about this blind man receiving his sight?
有没有注意到现在为止，好像没有人因为这个人得医治而高兴。
They said there, you know, they denied that he was the man who used to beg.
他们都 愿意承认这个人以前是这个乞丐在那地方。
There was no joy, no celebration given to this man, but whole lot of questions. It's questions after question after question.
没有人在庆祝这个人得到医治，而是一个问题接一个问题。
I mean, this blind man, he received his sight. You know, he just started a new life. That was the happiest moment of his life.
这个人得到医治，身在瞎眼的，他看见了，这是他最高兴的时刻，这是庆祝的时刻。
But what happened?
但是发生什么事情？
He was treated like a criminal.
他就像一个罪犯一样。
However, through this suffering and answering these questions, he had grown to know God more and more and learn about God's grace more and more.
但是正是因为这些问题，一个接一个的问题，他更多的能够来认识神，能够来了解神。
So this Jews, after they talked to his parents, they brought him back again.
所以当这些犹太人跟他父母聊了之后，然后又把他给带过来，重新带回来。
They tell him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner."
然后他告诉这个人，那些犹太人告诉下一个人说。把荣耀归给神，因为我们知道这个人是个罪人。
He said, "Whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know that though I was blind, now I see."
但是他回答说，他是个罪人，不是，我不知道。有一件事情我知道，从前我是瞎眼的，如今我看见了。
Now, he was so excited because he was blind to God's grace. Now, he saw God's grace on him.
他以前对神的恩典是不认识的，不看不见的。但是他看见，今天他看见神的恩典就临到他的身上。
But there was no praise, there was no joy, no glory was given to God when this blind man received his sight.
当这个瞎眼人看见的时候，没有把荣耀归给神。
You know, this is from the people around him.Telling him they need to give glory to God, but they did not give any glory to God.
那些人告诉这瞎眼人去把荣耀归给神，但他们自己却不把这个荣耀归给神。
They just continue to question him.
他就一直在质问他。
And remained blind.
这些人就还在黑暗当中，看不见神的恩典。
Remain blind about what Jesus did to this man.
对耶稣对这个人所行的神迹，他们视而不见。
He said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?"
然后他们又问，这个人到底做了什么？他到底怎么打开你的眼睛的
？He answered, "I have told you already, but you would not listen."
他说我已经告诉你了，但是你们不听啊。
What do you want to hear again? Do you also want to become his disciples?
为什么你们又要听呢？难道你们要成为他的门徒吗
？Notice how what he says. What do you want to hear again? Do you also want to become his disciples?
就他这个人说，你们为什么又要听？你们想成为他的门徒吗
？See, disciple listen to the master.
我们知道，门徒听他主人的话。
We Christians.Need to listen to God.
我们基督徒的神的儿女需要听神的话。
So what he tried to tell them is, you want to become Jesus' disciples?
所以那个人告诉那些犹太人说，你想成为基督的耶稣的门徒吗
？And they reveal him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciple of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses."But as for this man, we do not know where he comes from.
然后他们就骂他，说你是他的门徒，我们是摩西的门徒。神对摩西说话，我们是知道的，只是这个人，我们不知道他从哪里来。
See, they study the word of God, from what God told Moses.
这些人学习神的话语，通过旧约，神告诉。
They got it all here.They got it in their head.
他们的在头脑里面
It's all head knowledge.
他们知道很多的东西。
They did not understand it from the heart.
但他心里面，他们并不明白神的心意。
So this is so important for us to remember to know that when we read Bible, we don't just read the Bible what it says in the Bible with our physical eyes.
这是一个很重要的功课，对我们来说，当我们读圣经的时候，我们不只是来看圣经里面的头脑，作为一个头脑的知识。
We read it with our heart.
我们用我们的心来读神的话语。
Just like the Bible says, you know, the true worshipper worship God in truth and in spirit.
就像圣经说的，一个人要用心灵跟诚实来敬拜。
If you try to read the Bible by what it says here with your physical eyes, it's hard to understand.
如果我们只是用我们的这个眼睛来看圣经的话，不容易明白。
Sometimes it makes no sense.
大部分时候，很多时候我们都不明白你们在说什么。
Like it says, God says, if somebody hits you on the left, then hand the, give them the right.
如果有人打你的左脸，你要把右脸也转过去。
Make no sense.
这个事情
，right?
怎么来理解呢
？If you see it with your heart,
但是如果你用你的心来理解这件事情
，it means forgiveness.
他告诉我。告诉我们，我们要赦免。
It means win him over.
来通过赦免来把他赢过来。
I'm not going to do what you do to me.
你做什么给我，我但我不会以恶报恶。
I'm going to show you what God will do to us through us.
我会向你展现神的爱。
The man answered, "Why?" This is amazing things. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes.
然后那个人回答说，他开了我的眼睛，你们竟不知道他从哪里来呢？这很奇怪。
We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if anyone is a worshipper of God and does his will, God listens to him.
我们知道神不听罪人，唯有敬奉神、遵行他旨意的神才听他。
Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of man born blind. If this man was not from God, he could do nothing.
创世以来未曾听见有人把生来瞎眼的眼睛打开了。这人若不是从神来的，什么也不能做。
You were born in utter sin, and will you teach us? And they cast him out.
然后那些犹太人就对他说：“你全然身在罪孽中，还要教训我们吗？”然后就把他赶出去了。
They asked him a whole bunch of questions, many, many questions, and then they were not happy from what they heard, so they kicked him out.
犹太人问他很多的问题，但是他回答让他们很不高兴，他们就把他赶出去了。
So their response to the truth is kick him out.
所以他们对真理的回应就是把他赶走。
But what about this blind man?
那这个瞎眼的人发生了什么事情？
Through this suffering from questioning, the blind man had grown to know Jesus was from God.
通过这一个接一个的问题，让他自己也认识到耶稣是从神那里来的。
See, the blind man could not say all those things, you know, on his own.
这个瞎眼人靠他自己的能力不能明白这些事情。
It has to be the Spirit of God, you know, speak through him.
一定是神的灵在他里面做工。
You know, his answers made this Jew angry.
他的回答让这些犹太人非常的生气。
You know, they got so mad to the point that they cast him out.
到一个地步，他们就把他赶出去了。
The Pharisees and the Jews were so angry and speechless.
那些犹太人非常的生气，但是也无话可说。
They didn't know what to say to him, so the best way to do was kick him out.
所以他们也不知道怎么回答，所以说最好的事情就是把他赶走。
Now, this blind man.
现在这个瞎眼的人。
He was rejected when he was blind.
当他是瞎眼的时候，人们弃绝他。
Now, he was rejected because he believed in Jesus.
现在他眼睛得看见，但是他被拒绝，是因为他相信耶稣。
His conclusion to the Pharisees or to the Jews was about Jesus was a man named Jesus. He was a prophet and he was from God.
他对犹太人的宣称就是，这个人耶稣，他是个先知，他是从神那里来的。
This blind man to know it was, you know, it was God's grace for him to, you know, to receive his sight through these questions and stages.
所以这人认识到神的恩典，通过这一系列的问题。
The story did not end there.
但是故事还没有结束。
Later, Jesus came to him.
后来耶稣又碰见他。
Jesus did not just leave him there hanging.
耶稣并没有就把他放在那不管。
Jesus loved him and always had his eyes on him.
耶稣爱他，一直在看着他，看顾他。
Jesus did not stop his work and leave him there.
当耶稣医治他的时候，他的工作并没有这样结束。
Bible says Jesus found him.
圣经却说耶稣找到了他。
To clarify, Jesus never lost him.
耶稣从来没有丢掉他。
So I would say Jesus appeared to him and revealed he, you know, who he was to him.
耶稣就向他显现，向他显现，让他知道他是谁。
This was the first time in the book of John, you know, for Jesus to openly tell people that he was the Son of God.
这是在约翰福音里面，耶稣第一次公开的告诉别人，他就是神的儿子。
So the blind man received Jesus.
所以那个瞎眼的人就接受了耶稣。
He came to know Jesus as his Lord and worship him.
他就把耶稣接受耶稣作为他的主，并且敬拜他。
Christians and friends, how well do you know Jesus?
亲爱的朋友们。你是怎么认识耶稣的？
Do you grow in knowing Jesus through life?
在你每天生活中，你来学习来更多的认识他吗？
Please think about all the hardships in your life.
想想在你生活中不容易的事情。
Did that help you to know God?
那些困难让你更多认识什么？
Who he is and what he has done in your life.
And 他是谁，还有他在你生命中的作为。
Keep in mind, God is with you every step of your life.
记住，神在你每天的不同的生活中都与你同在。
It is God's grace to strengthen you through the hardship.
是神的恩典在你困难的时候来加添力量给你。
You know, sometimes we wonder why God does not want us to go through an easy life.
有时候我们在想，为什么神不要我们做一个很容易的一个生活
？The answer is very simple.
回答是非常简单的。
God does not want us to, you know, go through easy life without knowing that, you know, and experience His amazing grace.
神不让我们过一个容易的生活，让我们经历不到他那奇妙的恩典。
Remember what this blind man said?
记住，大家还记得这个瞎眼人说过吗
？What a wonderful proclamation that he said, "Though I was blind, now I see."
是多么伟大的一个宣告！以前我看不见，我是瞎眼的，现在我可以看得见。
What glory to our God！
我们这是对神是一个多大的荣耀
！Now, Apostle John recorded his witness of God's work.On this person born blind, so that we can understand about God's work and His grace.
使徒约翰记载这个故事，让我们可以认识到神他的恩典还有他的工作。
Now remember, Jesus did not see this blind man; he see a man who lived in the darkness.
记住，耶稣不只是看到这个瞎眼人，他看到这个瞎眼人生活在黑暗里面。
And this blind man saw.Jesus and saw his love and his grace.
而这个瞎眼的人看到耶稣，看到他的恩典，看到他的怜悯。
So when Jesus saw this man, you know, and his concern was he lived in the darkness.
当耶稣看到这个瞎眼的人， 他关心的是这个人活在黑暗里面。
Jesus' disciples saw this man. They were concerned about who sinned.
他的门徒看到这个瞎眼的人，却在那想谁犯罪了。
They were not concerned about his need.
他们并不关心这个瞎眼人他的需要。
Jesus told them that it is not this man's sin or his parents, but that the work of God may be displayed on him.
耶稣回答说，不是这人犯罪，也不是他父母，而是让神的荣耀能够显示出来。
This eye-opening miracle and receiving Jesus as Lord are God's work.
耶稣医治这个人，他就来接受耶稣作为他的救主。
And God's grace being displayed, in this blind man.
神恩典就在这个人身上彰显。
God demonstrates His love and His grace.For his people through his work.
神使用他的人，他的工，他人的工作来彰显他的荣耀。
Jesus says, "We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work."
耶稣说，趁着白日，我们必须做工，做那差遣差我来做者的工。黑夜将到，就没有人做。
Notice that word must.
记住我们这句话，这个字必须。
We must work the work of him.
我们必须做那差我。
It means that we must act quickly to do the work of God.
我们必须紧跟着他的工作。
While there is still time.
当还有时间的时候。
This is a wake up call for all the Christians.
这是一个唤醒我们基督徒的。
We must work the work of God.
我们必须做神的工作。
So what is work of God?
神的工作是什么？
Jesus' disciples asked Jesus that same question.
耶稣的门徒问耶稣同样的问题。
He says, "What must we do to be doing the works of God?"
我们当怎样行才算做神的工作呢？
Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in Him who He has sent."
耶稣回答说，信神所差来的。这就是神的工作。
So believe in Jesus, who He God has sent, is the work of God.
所以信耶稣就是神的做神的工作。
Do you believe in Jesus, whom God has sent?
你相信神差遣耶稣来吗
？If you do, proclaim His name, share the gospel to the world, to the people around you.
如果你相信，就宣扬他的名，宣扬他的名到整个世界。
We must do the work of God while it is day.
我们必须要做神的工，当还有时间的时候。
Jesus' mission was to save the lost.
耶稣的他来是要拯救世上的人。
Our mission is to tell people about Jesus.
我们的工作就是要告诉别人耶稣。
Showing and sharing His love and His amazing grace.
分享他的爱，分享他的恩典。
In the miracle of healing this blind man, Jesus had asked the blind man the most important question in his life.
当耶稣医治这个瞎眼人，也问了这个瞎眼人他生命中最重要的一个问题
：Do you believe in the Son of Man？
你信神的儿子吗
？For those who have not believed in Jesus, this is your chance and this is your choice.
如果你现在还不认识耶稣，这是你的机会。
Please choose to believe in Jesus while you still have time.
当你还有时间的时候，请选择来相信神的儿子。
Jesus says, "As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world."
也就是说，我来这世界上，我是世上的光。
Notice he says, "As long as."
他说，当我还在这世上的时候。
This means that mercy will stop one day.
告诉我们。恩典怜悯有一天会没有了。
Does that mean that God is limited or run out of bread?
不是说神是有限的。
It just means that mercy will stop one day.
告诉我们怜悯有一天会止息。
Jesus is the light of the world, and he shines through the darkness.
耶稣是世上的光，他在黑暗中照亮这世界。
So receive the light, receive Jesus today.
接受世上的光，接受耶稣。
Friends, are you ready to receive God's amazing grace?
朋友们，你要准备好接受耶稣他的恩典吗
？Are you ready to see a miracle happening in your life?
愿意神在你生命中彰显他的奇迹吗
Please come to me, my Lord Jesus.
请来到耶稣我们的主面前。
I guarantee that your life will change if you have met Jesus.
如果你认识耶稣，来到耶稣的面前，你的生命一定会被改变。
Believe and receive His amazing grace today.
相信并且接受他奇异的恩典。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for your words today.
现在天父，我们谢谢你的话语。
Please open our eyes again to see your amazing grace.
请你打开我们的眼睛，来看到你奇妙的恩典。
We thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to us.
谢谢你差遣你的爱子耶稣基督到我们当中。
Help us to know who you are and what you have done in our life.
让我们可以知道你是谁，你做了什么。
Lord Jesus, I thank you for coming to the world.
主耶稣基督，谢谢你来到这个世界上。
Thank you for you to come to save.
谢谢你来到这个世界上来拯救我们。
We see your love.
我们看见你的爱。
Because you were here to die for us.
你来到这个世界上为我们死。
And you resurrected.
你从死里复活。
So that we can have hope.
所以我们有那希望。
So whoever believes in you will not perish, but have eternal life.
所以那些相信的人不至灭亡，可以得到永生。
Lord, Holy Spirit,
我们的圣灵，
please continue to work in our heart.
请你继续在我们心里面工作。
Help us to remember God's word.
让我们能够记住神的话，
so that we know how to live it out in our life.
我们可以把我们的你们的生命活出来。
Help us to share the love of God with the people around us.
帮助我们能够把神的爱在我们周围人中分享出来。
Help us to change this world.
帮助我们来改变这个世界。
Because you are the light of the world.
因为你就是世上的光。
Let your light shine through us.
让你的光从我们身上照出来。
So everyone can see that you are the Lord, the one and only God.
所以让我们周围人可以看到你是那唯一的真神。
Thank you for listening to our prayer.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.